The Murphy administration here in New Jersey is projecting a $7.9 billion surplus this year. That's outside of any rainy day fund deposits. And that would be whittled down to $4.7 billion after it's used to cover the $3 billion deficit from spending more than revenue next year. New Jersey siphons, on the average, $932,000 from each resident over the course of their lifetime. And it's about $105,000 more than the second most expensive state, which is Massachusetts. It used to be called Taxachusetts, but New Jersey's got that spot now. Tax Jersey, I guess we would call it. That's also nearly double the amount of taxes the average American will wind up paying. A few weeks ago, we had the state treasurer dropping a bombshell during a budget committee hearing, revealed under questioning, didn't volunteer it, that the Murphy administration already received nearly $6.5 billion in federal relief funds, but, well, didn't tell anyone about it. Murphy administration now has $11.5 billion of state and federal funds with absolutely no plan for providing property tax relief, helping New Jersey small businesses recover, or resolve the what's going to be a huge eviction situation once that rent moratorium finally comes to an end. We had this past Wednesday at 12:30 in the afternoon, Republican members of the Assembly Budget Committee, they sent a letter to Governor Murphy and the state treasurer asking questions about the revenue, the update, how they plan to use the money. Spokesperson from the Treasury said, "Well, the administration, as always, stands ready to continue answering any and all questions from the Budget Committee, their staff, OLS, and the press. But they've yet to answer these questions." And keep in mind, too, the reality of what's being asked here by Republicans in the State House. They're asking a government body give people back their money, which that government body and its leaders within believe was always their money to begin with.